This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Whether you're a duck or whether you're a beaver, your fantasy team needs a new receiver. It's Danny and Dusty at lunchtime every day. Maybe you're a tortured fan of Rip City. Danny and Dusty are here to take pity, hoping there's not a center with bad knees on the way. Talking noon till 3, Danny and Dusty on the fan. Yep, I'm singing again, 'cause they haven't said I can't. Danny and Dusty love the teams the rest of us revile. Raising a Blazers banner would make it all worthwhile. Noon till 3.
An Odyssey station.
That is fantastic. Russ not here, but here with us in spirit and song. Luke Anderson filling in for Dusty Hera. Next week, a whole slew of fill-ins. You can tune in and hear somebody new from around 1080 The Fan's lineup with Danny all week next week. If you've missed anything from the first couple hours of the show, podcast is available, 1080thefan.com. It's on odyssey.com. It's on the Odyssey app. And for the right price, Danny will come and recite the entire show for you in your living room. Just hit him up in his DMs. And I cannot tell you what the number is. It is not quite as big as what Cooper Flagg made as a college athlete.
A one-and-done athlete.
Yes, for one season of college basketball. But it's somewhere in between zero and that.
Yeah.
So just hit up.
But if you want to offer $28 million, I'll take that.
Doesn't seem like a bad idea. Saw just a quick headline today, and something about quarterbacks has like a magnetic pull.
Sure. It's that time of year.
Well, all times. It's the one position in sport that if you get it right, your future is bright. Mm-hmm. If you get it wrong, you're the Cleveland Browns.
Or the Bears.
Well, that's kind of where I wanted to go with this. So the headline that got me was our good friend Justin Fields, who everybody loves. I think we can all agree with that. He's lived up to all the potential and all the excitement that we have. But Justin Fields said that he feels rejuvenated by the offense that he's playing in with the New York Jets.
Yes, that illustrious Jets offense.
Well, it wasn't so much that Justin Fields has high expectations for himself and the team. That I fully expected. Do you know the only 4,000-yard season that the Jets have ever had is the first 4,000 season that there ever was?
Really?
Joe Namath, in 1967, threw for 4,007 yards, and no Jet quarterback has achieved that since.
Because Aaron threw for like 3,800 or something like that last year. I know it was close.
He didn't throw for more than 4,000 yards. So they have one season ever.
There's one more than the Bears.
There is one team in the NFL that does not have a 4,000-yard passer, and that is the Bears. The other headline.
$38.97 for Aaron.
$38.97. Yeah. So got close, but not quite. Do you know who has the most passing yards in a single season in Bears history?
It's Cutler, isn't it?
No, I thought it would be too.
I've gone down this list before. I thought it was Cutler.
Is it Orton? 1995.
Not Orton.
God, who would have been the quarterback for the Bears in 95?
Is good. McMahon gone by then?
Yes, he was.
No, it's...
He's 85.
God, I can see the freaking jersey. God, it's killing me.
Eric Kramer.
He's Kramer. 15 or 12, right?
I think 15, but I'm not great with that.
I can just see that in my head.
Not great with numbers. I couldn't tell you. Eric Kramer, 38-55 maybe was the number that I glanced at today.
Yeah.
So number 12.
Yeah, I was like, I could just picture that jersey in my head of like the only one. Now, the Bears have the most tragic and travesty-ridden quarterback room.
100% they do.
Of the sport.
Now, an excerpt from the upcoming book, Caleb Williams apparently wanted to be a Bear all along. So that's
definitely not.
Those are two of the headlines for Bears quarterbacks that I saw. The other one, Cooper Kupp praising the intelligence and the understand of the offense for Sam Darnold. So Sam Darnold played under Clint Kubiak when he was with the 49ers. Mm-hmm. Kubiak goes to the Saints last year, now with the Seahawks, so he's playing in the same offense. And on the reverse side of that coin from the Seahawks, the coaching staff and players loving what they're seeing from Geno Smith, despite him throwing an interception on his very first throw in training camp.
Raiders.
The Raiders.
Yes.
So Geno Smith, everybody very excited. So leaving the Seahawks, going to Las Vegas. Of those four quarterbacks... Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams, I know you love him.
Yeah.
I know he's a Trojan.
Fine on.
But he's cursed because he's playing for the Bears. So he's inherited a curse. He's not, maybe not personally cursed, but just the fact that he has to deal with the fact of whether or not he wanted to play for the team is kind of hilarious.
Three of these four quarterbacks are somehow like USC, obviously Raider adjacent with Darnold being a USC quarterback.
So two USC quarterbacks, two Seahawks quarterbacks, two Bears quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. The whole thing had a whole thing. So I don't know if there's anybody else you want to throw in there, but I felt there was enough connecting pieces to make this very interesting to me. So I was trying to figure out if you had to put money on it right now, and we'll bring in Mr. Will Ortner on this because I know he loves to put some coin down and loves to talk football, but where would you put your money on the quarterback having the best season or the team having the best season? Because I'll take both answers. I'm very curious on what happens here.
I think that the bars are going to be different. I think having competent quarterback play for the Raiders for the first time, and outside of three really good Derek Carr years.
But the timeline when you bring in Pete Carroll is let's go do something now. That's why he went and got a veteran quarterback that he knows, 100%. That he trusts. So I think it is, and I know that they're playing in the harder conference and the very tough division, but I think the expectations are probably pretty similar for them to the Seahawks at least.
Yes, but the Bears are going to have real...
And the Bears and Jets, I think, are in a similar boat.
I would disagree with that. I think the Bears, I don't think playoffs is like the demand, but because their division is a gauntlet.
Yeah.
But you bring in a coach that is supposed to be, the new wonder kid.
I think the expectation for Chicago, if I had to lay it out, would be, I think you need evidence that Caleb is the guy.
Yeah.
That's what you really, you need him to go out there.
I think you need to be above 500. I think you need 9 wins.
I just think you need flashes in every game that go, this guy is remotely close to Jaden Daniels.
To being the dude, yeah.
And in the same conversation as Jaden Daniels. Because, if you look at, that's going to be his comp.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, you're going, 1-2 and having that opportunity. I think Williams, obviously, they've done, yeoman's work as far as getting him weapons. They have two tight ends. They have two wide receivers. They retool the entire offensive-minded
head coach that
now you have all the toys. Your defense is still good. Yep. Like the expectation should be higher there, I think. And I do think because Caleb Williams was running for his life last year, and that doesn't excuse it. Like you've got to find ways to be more productive.
Well, he also loves to hold the ball.
Yeah, he's got to get
which he got away with in college.
Yeah, you got to get rid of the ball. Can he figure that out? In Las Vegas, again, the level, just competency. Like, that is, like, as a Raiders fan, as a long-suffering Raiders fan, for the first time, really, since Gruden left the first time, it feels like there's competency back with the organization.
In the leadership.
Not just that, but the organization at all. Like, you have a quarterback. Is Geno Smith the best quarterback? No. Is he the 12th best quarterback in the league? Probably. And if like if you've got a top half quarterback who you trust to not screw you over,
Well, part of the reason he left Seattle though is what he did in the red zone and what he did in moments that mattered. But
again, I hear you. Go look at the Raiders quarterbacks. The only team I think in the NFL that has a worse history of quarterbacks than the Raiders all time is the Bears.
Yeah.
Who are the greatest Raider quarterbacks?
You go Kenny Stabler and Plunkett and
Rich Gannon.
Yeah. I mean, in recent history, there's no question. Carr was good for a lot of years.
Outside of DC, those three quarterbacks, Derek Carr's probably your fourth best quarterback in your franchise's history.
Yeah.
They are a team that was been built on all-time wide receivers.
Yep.
And Tim
running
Brown.
Backs.
Running backs.
Yep.
And a hellacious defense and offensive line.
But also a team that, I mean, outside of the one Super Bowl appearance, they haven't been good since 83.
Yeah, 83 was the last title.
Yeah. So, and I mean,
and they had a 3-year window
with one other Super Bowl appearance since then.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
and then they would have had another at Tony Siragusa not falling on Rich Gannon.
But he did.
And he did. And he ruined Rich Gannon. That's a very large man ruining a much smaller man.
Yeah.
But I have zero faith in Justin Fields. I will never have faith in Justin Fields. The second he does something productive over a consistent time will be the first time in the NFL. Yeah. I don't wish him, you know, any ill will. I've never believed in Justin Fields coming out of college. He was just, nope, I do not have interest.
Yeah.
Darnold.
Well, Ohio State creates that stigma too. I mean,
you know,
the first time we saw anybody do anything was CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
So it's very much
like, and I felt very similar to Stroud as I did to Fields of like, prove it, dude. And then after that rookie year, I was like, I'm in. You've got the goods. Sam Darnold was a guy who was one of the, you know, highly touted recruits coming out of high school, going to USC. Had moments there that were incredible, and then he goes to the Jets and he sees ghosts, and then you get the redemption arc, you know, going to Carolina and then ending up in Minnesota and having that year and then having to see ghosts in that game. And it was just like, oof, not again.
Yeah.
But going to Seattle, I think the ask is going to be a little bit less. The pressure is going to be less significant. Again, and they're kind of retooling, rebuilding, and looking at, you know, a division that's maybe a little more open. You don't really know what the 49ers are going to be because they could be injured at any time. McVay and Stafford are certainly going to be something to deal with. The Cardinals are whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you never really know what you're going to get out of
them. Well, they'll win games they shouldn't. They'll lose games that they should win.
It's just whatever. It's going on there. But yeah, between those quarterbacks, the pecking order I would go, the expectation for Caleb Williams is certainly the highest.
It was his career expectations, but for this season, I don't think you need him to be. But you need to see those flashes.
But I think the expectation is not even like
better than those three guys.
Yeah, like and there's even though that division might be the best division in football. I mean, Packers, Bears, Lions, Vikings. Like,
yikes.
You're the Bears there, and you're like, if we get 9 wins, that we had a hell of a season.
Yeah.
When 6 of your games are against those other three teams, I think the Seahawks. I'm not a Seahawks fan, but I would imagine expectations are like. The win total, I would imagine, is like 7.5, 8.5?
8.5.
Yeah, that's about what I figured. Like,
they are on the list of the worst off seasons.
It's not like, look, they're retooling. It is what it is. So, like, I don't think there's a ton of pressure, and Darnold could just be a gap quarterback. Like, that, and you could do worse. The Raiders, Geno's not their long-term answer. Like, in the draft next year, I'm sure they're going to be looking at quarterbacks.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sure they did this year, too. You know, all the things that I heard from the Raiders reporters that I know was like, their hope was that Jackson Dart would be available in the second round.
Yeah.
Like that was the dream for them, is like, because they had the third pick in the second round. Like, if we can get Ashton Jeanty and Jackson Dart, we came out of this draft with whatever else we get, we're gravy. Like, that was kind of the thought process. And then as Dart started moving up, I was like, well, that's gone. But I think with Geno, for me, if they're a team, yes, the division is very difficult, but if they're a team that is in games and they win 8, maybe 9 games, that they break 500, that is a massive success, because you've got Pete Carroll, you've got Chip Kelly, you've got a new GM, you've got a new quarterback. You can maybe make an argument that you have two of the best players at their positions in football,
Brock
Bowers and Max Crosby, and can Ashton Jeanty be the third? Could he end up being a top three running back?
I sure hope so. Like, he's just so fun to watch anyways, and like, I think we look at Boise State and go, well, is it real?
But again, I think the bar is competency in Las Vegas. In New York, can they get out of their own way? And I don't think Justin Fields is going to allow for that.
Yeah.
Well, so it's four different sounds, bars.
Sounds
for four
like
teams
sounds like four 500 teams. Two would be disappointed. Two would be ecstatic with
yes.
that. So the excitement around football never ceases. But all four of those quarterbacks in the headlines, at least in the last couple of days. How much is too much to pay a guy to play 1 year of college basketball? The number is $28 million. My question to you, Danny, is was it worth it? Talk about Cooper Flagg. We'll do it next. It is Luke and Danny on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, Danny, I think that we're about to make people's heads explode.
Mm.
But I think sometimes we overreact to what's going on in the NIL landscape. Because if you dig in a little bit deeper to what we're about to talk about, I think it very quickly uncovers where we make the misstep. But the headline is that Cooper Flagg made $28 million as a one-and-done player in college.
Pretty decent.
Not a pretty bad decent way to do it. Now, where does that money come from?
Well, it comes from the direct impact from the university or the school itself. It comes from New Balance. It comes from, is it Gatorade or Powerade? I can't remember.
Well, right here, what I'm looking at, and this is on CBS Sports. What am I looking at? NBA.com? CBS Sports. CBS Sports says that an estimated $13 million deal is with New Balance. And there's a $15 million deal with Fanatics.
Yeah, for merch.
And that's not the school paying him $28 million.
That's the thing, is that's the NIL component of this. Like,
yeah,
the name, image, and likeness and what you promote out of it. And so he actually cleared more than that.
Yeah.
So it's closer to 35, 36.
But still, in the square, when you look at it and you just go, all right, as a pitch man, looking at him and just going, hey, this guy, we're investing in this guy long term,
mm-hmm.
because these are long term deals. These are not like, hey, we're just going to do this while you're playing at Duke. But this is kind of what NIL was supposed to be, right? Where it's going, we can't stop you from making money when you're in college. Livy Dunn is a perfect example,
yep.
the gymnast from
LSU,
who is beautiful, dates Paul Skeens, mm-hmm. and has all of the attributes, yep. of somebody that, regardless of whether or not she was an athlete, she had a huge following, mm-hmm. on social media, yep. and had every right to make all the money in the world. You go back to, you know, Jeremy Bloom, or take whoever you want to, that had other ways to make money than just playing on the field and being, yep. Instagram famous, whether you use your athletic prowess on there or not, which she does and doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You should
She's the face of what's the brand? Viore.
Yeah.
The athleisure wear. Like,
and if you've never looked her up, just do it when you have time and your wife's not around, and go ahead and take a look at what she has to offer, and you can see why she is making a ton of money.
But she looks like the kind of person that would, if she wasn't an athlete, would be the front person for a,
sure.
company, because she's a, you know,
she's all the things. She checks.
Yeah, she's blue eyed, or, yep. she blue eyed. I think she's blue eyed, blonde haired. I don't know.
Danny, have you ever looked at her eyes?
No.
They're,
I
up
can't
here.
Say, again.
They're up here.
But I mean, she's a beautiful blonde-haired, all-American,
yep.
you know, thing that you, like, no matter what you're hawking,
yeah.
is a thing. And, you know, this one will certainly get Will, you know, whether it's, you know, hawking Viore or Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. yes, that's a real thing. It's Dr. Squatch, right?
Dr. Squatch, man. You can, I think you have to enter the lottery. I think it's like the Masters. You can either get into the Masters at Augusta, or you can get Sydney Sweeney's bathwater soap.
And it's a soap made by Dr. Squatch with Sydney Sweeney's bathwater. That's what they're pitching.
Yeah, I wish I had been in the room to hear that guy pitch that, because you're either getting called a creep and fired, or you just got a very big promotion.
Well, let me ask you the follow-up question, which I think we've already talked about earlier today. But for our listeners, do you know anybody that's excited about this?
A lot of very lonely dudes. Unfortunately, a few
the
of
circle,
my buddies.
The circle that you travel in includes a couple of those dudes.
Yes, yes, it does.
Yeah.
And we're proud.
Dumb young men all in on this. But so here's the thing. Is Cooper Flagg, just from what he did at the Team USA practice,
mm-hmm.
has people very, very excited about his basketball career. One of the more awkward things, and I don't know if you guys talked about this, but the interview after the NBA lottery, where they pull up Cooper Flagg, well, how's it feel to be a Maverick? And he's just sitting there, he's like, yeah, I don't know, man. It's just like, this is all just coming at me quick.
He's probably preparing in his mind, I'm going to one of Utah, Washington,
sure.
Charlotte. All of a sudden, you're following Luka Doncic, and you're just like, holy crap.
But the idea that, I mean, that's how.
The thing is, you have to remember, is this is an 18-year-old kid. This is a guy,
yes.
that turned 18 in December.
And he wasn't drafted by them. They just got the pick.
And
because of who he is and what he's done,
yes.
that's why he's getting paid $28 million. It wasn't Duke University didn't go, we're going to give you $28 million. And that's not a collection of local North Carolina car dealers,
no.
all chipping in to make sure he went to Duke. He went to Duke so he could make $28 million.
Because you're on national TV night in,
well,
night out, because you're the presumptive, yeah. number one overall pick.
Yeah.
Everything that comes with that. It's like, when you talk about him, it kind of makes me wonder, like, what, how much money did Johnny Manziel and Tim Tebow and Reggie Bush miss out on?
Oh,
how many,
yeah.
tens of, I don't care how, well, I shouldn't say how old you are, because if you aren't old enough, you don't remember. Reggie Bush was the most appointment-driven college football in my lifetime.
Have you gone back and watched any Reggie Bush lately?
Oh, God. It's like a rite of passage. I do it every year. It's, yeah.
He played when shoulder pads were enormous.
Yeah.
It's like go and watch an early Tom Brady, and it's still in standard definition. Mm-hmm. It is some of the weirder stuff to go back and watch, like just how much the game has evolved. But he lost his Heisman Trophy because he got paid something.
Yeah.
Because some money was transferred into
somebody's
account. Because
money went to a house, and money went to an Escalade, and it's like, now you're talking about Cooper Flagg clearing $28 million when it was probably all said and done. It was probably closer to 40.
Yeah, well, sure.
But I was saying, like, but this guy is getting, you know, this amount of money, and you wonder what the biggest star in college football would have gotten.
But
back
that's not the wonder point for me. It's how we criminalized it.
How could you
sully the good name of college football by taking dollar bills to make sure your family had a place to stay?
Meanwhile, you look up in Memorial Stadium and you see 100,000 people in there, and probably 75% of the crowd is wearing number 5 jerseys with no name on the back.
Absolutely. I mean,
and it's not because of like, oh, it's just like, oh, it just so happened that the number 5 jersey is being sold in the team store. It's like, no, it was being sold off the back of if not the most exciting college football player in modern football. The second most.
And take a step back from just a stadium. I mean, look at the amount of dollars that go into these TV contracts and the amount of people. And it's not directly Reggie Bush, but it's a collective of going, college football is going to make us so much ad revenue that we have no problem signing for hundreds of millions and now billions of dollars.
Over a 9-year span.
Well, and part of looking at it is going, all right, how much did these guys miss out on in their opportunity? But still also the just dollars in sports are climbing at an insane rate.
We keep waiting for the bubble to burst, and it's just like, is it ever going to burst?
I mean, the what did Paul Allen pay for the Blazers when he bought them as a team?
150? I think it was 150.
I thought it was like $70
million. Oh, God.
Either way, it was not $1 billion, and now the valuation is, what, $3, $4 billion?
The team will sell for $4.
But the valuation is $3 billion, and it will probably sell for $4 billion. So the amount that it is – and it's at every level. The amount of money that owners are making, the amount of money the league is making, the amount of money that the players are making, coaches are making. I mean,
$70 million.
Yes. Yeah,
look
how smart my brain is. But the money on every level is just getting insane. I mean – Fanatics is paying, $15 million.
And a big part of that isn't just the merchandise; it's the collector side of things. Like
his rookie card.
They have exclusive rights to him, Skeens, Wemby,
CJ Stroud.
CJ Stroud. Yeah. Okay, yeah. There's a group of basically like across sports that they have. So, they have because like that market is crazy. Like Topps and Panini are two of the premier, you know, cards, but like Fanatics has really dove into that, and this is where they're investing their money.
Well, and the way that the sports cards used to only print so many, and they had their defects and they had whatever. Then they realized, man, this is a really big deal, and I don't know how if you were old enough to have the Beckett's and go out there and do the whole thing.
I had the black box with all the
Did you have the folder with all the individual sides?
No, I didn't do the folder because I didn't want anything to get damaged, like the nice ones. I had it looked like a toolbox.
Okay.
It was probably about 2 feet long, maybe about a foot wide, and it had like all the slots for like the varying thicknesses
of the hard cases. Yeah.
And so anything that was of value was in that case. And it's in the attic at my parents' house. It's one of those things where I'm like, I wonder what's in there. My father-in-law has got original release comic books.
Okay.
Like OG runs of Superman and Batman and like stuff that's worth quite a bit of money, and I'm like, I wonder what's in that box.
Well, I remember sitting down with the guy that runs hoodies, collectibles.
Okay, yeah.
And he was telling me, so you have this surge, and I don't know when it started to go, where they started just overprinting. Everybody wants cards. Let's print a million cards. And then the value all plummeted. So anything from like, I'm just going to pick a year, 95 to 2005 or whatever it was, they were just overproducing everything because they thought that everybody needed this demand. Those cards are pretty much worthless.
Yeah.
There's a whole section. And then they realized, the valuation for Cooper Flagg's rookie card, again, still not drafted, hasn't dribbled a basketball in an NBA uniform that I know of. I mean, I'm sure when he was a kid, he probably had a fake uniform or a team that he liked. Do you know the valuation of his rookie card already?
Is it auto?
Is it
autograph?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find it again because it's in.
I'd probably say like $2,000.
It is at $5 million already. Where is that?
You're kidding me.
What is this?
It's got to be an auto. It's got to be.
Yeah, then it must be auto.
And it must be an auto, and it's probably like a draft night one of one.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. It's definitely one of them. Yeah, okay. So they're already going and getting them signed and figuring the whole thing out. But it's just, it is. It's absolutely, I mean, the hype around this kid. I mean, you know, the last however many number one picks have been French. Just two or three. Yeah. The if you made a starting five, it's Jokic, Giannis, Shea. What stop yeah. me when we get to an American player? Yeah. So
and that's the thing is like having an American born, yep. again white,
yep. Yeah,
superstar potential. It's actually kind of cool. At Summer League, Panini, who's been like the card company for a long time. The cool thing about Summer League is how much access you get, and the Panini rep, she's always there. It's always funny because she's a very attractive woman, and so these 18, 19, 20-year-old men all want to do whatever she says. And, you know, I've been in the room when they go through and they sign their first rookie cards, or they take their Summer League jersey and they cut a swath out of it that ends up being a part of that card. Like those kind of things. Like I've seen some players do that and it's pretty cool. Like you got to go in and like do this event and be a part of this. Like it's a very like robust ecosystem that's around it. But the fact is $5 million is bonkers.
Well, if I'm reading and it's on the internet now. So,
I thought just like a regular rookie card. I was thinking like, you know, probably like $2,000. But if it's like a one of one.
Definitely one of one.
It'll have like an autograph and a swath from like his draft suit or something like that. Like anytime you
collectibles that they have and just it's forecasting. And the funny thing is these bets.
Stock market.
It is. And these bets pay off. But there's the jersey swaps and all of these things and all of these moments when you have the culmination of social media where everything is recorded. So you have the moments and the authentication and all of this. Plus you have all of the there's not a jersey that's worn more than once. Watch the NBA game. Does anybody ever wear the same pair of shoes twice? There's all of this material that's out there, and it can
some guys like Robin Lopez. I think Robin, if I remember right, he played the entire season in the same pair of shoes.
Were they ponies or something?
No, he was. If I remember right, he was a Nike guy. But then there's some guys, you know, like PJ Tucker. There's a story that just came out. I want to say like 2 weeks ago about. The team equipment guys for, I think it was the Clippers when he was not playing, he had something like 420 or 430 pairs of shoes in his lockers. He's like he has a separate locker because he's a shoe monster.
Yeah.
And like the process it takes for when he gets traded to box up and prepare all of his shoes because he goes through so many pairs in a given season. Like the guy changes shoes at like halftime.
Yeah.
It's just when there's guys like Robin Lopez who play in the same shoes the entire season.
Well,
it's weird.
Different folks,
you know.
Different strokes.
Robin Lopez, big comic book guy.
There you go.
See?
I had no
idea. Full circle.
I had no idea. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in what's going to happen this weekend in sports, I'm going to make Danny and I'll have Will tell you as well. What will be the outcome of the games that you care about? We'll do that after this sports event. It's always fun to put your big sports brains to use for the listeners' benefit. I've already told you that I think the Knicks are going to win in Indiana, but want to see where you guys sit on predicting the future. Will, Danny, I assume you both have Oregon and Oregon State just matching this weekend. Is that accurate?
I mean, that's what Oregon does is apparently they hit little white balls very well. The state of Oregon.
Well, there you go. There you go.
They also hit yellow bigger balls well.
No. Do they use the yellow ball in the College World Series?
I would assume all softballs are yellow.
I could have swore they were playing with a white one when I watched that.
Nah. No, they play with a white softball?
I don't know.
Are we changing softballs?
They're multicolor.
Maybe I'm wrong.
When I played girls fast pitch and won a state championship in the state of Washington, a regional championship for the Pacific Northwest,
there you go.
And represented the West Coast in a tournament in California, I think we used the white balls for the tournament play, and the yellow ones were just for practice.
I could be wrong. Maybe I wasn't paying much attention. Look, I'll be honest.
All I know is every time I see Oregon and Liberty on the scoreboard, I'm paying attention.
There you go.
The Ducks softball team continues the thrashing of Liberty.
To be blunt, the Tennessee pitcher is distracting.
Well, all softball pitchers are kind of distracting. There's always somebody that distracts me from what's going on, and I should be paying attention.
You're not watching the USC game?
What's the softball game?
No, baseball.
Baseball. Yeah, no.
Let's just assume we've got Ducks and Beavers written in. Sure. What's going to happen in the NBA game? What's going to happen game six?
I think the Pacers get it done in game six.
You think they get it done?
Yeah, I do. That was my pick to start the series. I picked the Pacers in six. I didn't think the Knicks were going to go out sad last night. That was kind of how the general
too
vibes
much energy
went.
At yeah, home and just, yeah.
I mean Minnesota. I mean yeah, they had that 40-point win over OKC, but like the way they came out. It was just like, oh, God, this is atrocious. The Knicks didn't come out that way. I think the Pacers will get this done. And to be honest, I kind of hope they do because I don't, as much as I love a game seven, with OKC already being done, I just don't want this thing to linger any longer or have the extra opportunity for injury and have like some excuse to be like, oh, already the ratings are down. Like, I don't want to have the ratings discussion and it's going to be
You're rooting for what's best for the NBA as a whole.
Like, just give me Pacers Thunder and give me a good finals starting on Thursday.
All right.
I have the Pacers. I feel like they're just going to run the Knicks ragged. Like, I don't feel like the Knicks could lose game five because you're in your home building. There's a desperation factor that just Minnesota didn't have again because not in the same building. It feels like the Pacers-Knicks series is a little bit the teams are more comparable to each other than Minnesota Thunder. There's a clear Thunder are, you know, they're a step above what Minnesota is, where the Pacers Knicks. I mean, if Tyrese Halliburton's ball doesn't hit the top of MSG and then come right back down into the hoop, this is, you know, the Knicks up 3-2.
Yep.
So I feel like there was a desperation factor that just won't be quite the same. You're not going to be able to draw off the crowd. The Pacers will. The Pacers are going to get out and run. If they can create turnovers, they have clearly shown that they can win those games. When they haven't created turnovers, they've lost. It just feels like we are going to see a matchup in the NBA Finals of Thunder, Pacers, two teams that are incredibly deep, that have one young star, and you are going to see whoever plays the best defense win the NBA title.
Ooh, defense wins championships. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to watch the game this weekend. No need. Pacers win. Oh, you going to watch still, Danny?
Yeah, I'm going to watch because however this game goes, unless it goes to seven, there's going to be a gap for the first time outside of the All-Star break and actual basketball until Thursday.
Oh, so now you're kind of now I need to hope for a game seven, even though you don't want game seven. Yeah, because it's Thursday. We don't have hockey until Wednesday.
So the sports calendar gets very baseball heavy for 3 days, and it's just like, don't get me wrong, my Cardinals are playing certainly better baseball than I expected them to, but doesn't really feel like that matters much right now.
All right.
Fine. So, you know, it's a grand scheme of it all. But, yeah, I mean, this is – we are getting to the worst part of the sports calendar.
Or the best.
Well, no. I'm saying post NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals. Like, after that, man,
it gets fun. You get to paint with a different brush, man. Big, broad strokes. Get a lot of theory. We got into it today, man. The speculation around football. I mean, football is such a finite amount of games. What's your college football season? 12 games?
Yeah. 13, yeah.
Well, 12 or 13 games? Yeah. Is that the regular season? So you have 13 games. 13 guaranteed games for each of your teams. And then you get, I mean, now it's more playoff games. But that's not very many. Then you get the NFL. You're getting
scarcity.
17 games. The speculation time for that, oh, it's a blast, man. Yeah, I love me some
summertime. We got OTAs and we got mandatory camp starting next week. So
and it's just rumors and it's speculation and every team's going to win and every team's going to lose and everybody's 0-0. It's fantastic. Well, we'll see how you do. I've got the championship word that won the spelling bee.
Okay.
I want to see how well y'all can spell as we put a bow on the show. We do it next. It is a Danny and Luke edition of Danny and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Over the 100th Scripps National Spelling Bee is over. There is a winner. He's been crowned the champion.
Did American win finally?
He's from Allen, Texas.
Okay.
Fazan Zaki, 13-year-old from Allen, Texas, has won. Want to see how you can do on the final word. How's your spelling, Danny?
Pretty good.
All right.
Pretty good.
Will, you're an educator. I'm going to let you jump in.
Okay.
We'll stop you when you hit the letter that is incorrect. The word éclaircissement.
Éclair?
Éclaircissement.
Oh, God, it sounds like it's French root, Latin root.
Country of origin, please.
Yeah.
I actually didn't listen to all of that.
I don't know if it's an E or an A to start, and that's the word's going to screw me. I'm going to go A.
Wrong. God. Will, you want to jump in here? And
so I narrowed it down for you.
E.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you beat Danny. Yeah.
I was going to say, just like my spelling tests in school, I cheated to win. Yeah.
That's hey, you know what? Listen, if you're not cheating, you're not trying. We can't
E was my first guess, but I was like, maybe this is one of those words.
Let's go. Okay, I'll give you the first letter. So it is E.
Is it E-I?
No.
It's not.
Okay.
No.
So, all right. Well, hey, listen. First try,
yeah.
You missed one on first letter. Second try, you missed on the second letter. You know, you haven't studied. I didn't prepare you for this. I was ready to throw it at you. Don't look it up.
I'm not. I'm in here trying to do math in my head.
Trying to do math.
Yeah, that's a brutal word. That's a word I've never heard before.
Oh, neither have I. I should have gotten definition and all of that for you. But
no.
This one would have gotten me in a sentence.
I made
an assumption that would be a little off the clock and have a short one to wrap it up. So, Will, you want to give it a shot here, bud?
EU.
Nope. All right.
What do we got?
Éclaircissement. Éclaircissement. Éclaircissement.
So the front end of the word, I would have gone better had I gone with my first guess.
Yeah.
But the middle part of that would have gotten me. The Mont, I knew. The M-O-N-T.
M-E-N-T.
Oh, so I would have gotten that wrong.
Mont.
Oh.
Yeah. Eclaircies Mont.
Was it M-E-N-T?
M-E-N-T.
Interesting. Okay, yeah. So I would have gotten I thought you said M-O.
I can barely spell, and I had to look at the word seven times. Yeah. I have no idea how to pronounce it. But even doing that, I listened to it three times and got it that way. These kids do the spelling bee, I'll never know. Danny, thanks for having me in. Will, thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We are done for now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.